Governor Andrew Cuomo has spent the last year walking a fine line between environmentalists who are divided over the role nuclear power plays in reducing the state's carbon dioxide emissions and its inherent dangers. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, Cuomo is no stranger to this kind of juggling act.
When the Indian Point nuclear power plant experienced a recent oil leak that could have made its way into the Hudson River, Cuomo seemed to fall into what's become a standard routine: issue a statement, visit the plant, and express grave concern about Indian Point's continued operation.
Since 2011, there have been over 40 extraordinary incidents. We've had tritium leaks, we've had steam leaks, we've had a fire in a transformer. We've had turbine failures, pump failures, weld failures, high levels of radioactivity in groundwater. So this plant is no stranger to dangerous situations.
Cuomo is correct. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has placed Indian Point under increased oversight because of the number of safety incidents at the plant. But when the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant in Oswego leaked oil into Lake Ontario earlier this summer, no visit from Cuomo. In fact, spokespeople for the three upstate nuclear power plants say Cuomo has never visited their facilities over a safety matter.
You know, when it comes to policy, these plants are not being treated equally, and I think that's informed by the governor's politics.
That's Politico New York reporter Scott Waldman, who has covered Cuomo on energy matters. He says the governor's stance on nuclear is more about politics than policy.
He's trying to maximize the votes he gets from both pools. If you look at his history of how he operates as a governor, you're going to lose a lot of votes if you let major employer, you know, in upstate New York, shutter its doors. And I think he's going to get a lot more votes in Westchester County calling for the closure of the plant.
But in the process of juggling upstate and downstate constituencies, Cuomo is also splitting his own party. Several downstate Democrats have criticized the nuclear subsidies and have called on the state to reassess the plan. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.